so Kling's latest update can help you take your transitions to the next level. Watch how I turn this simple start and end frame into a smooth viral aging effect in seconds. So you've probably seen those aging videos where somebody morphs from young to old. So I tried to figure it out a couple of times before, but I could never quite get it super smooth. But with Kling's newest update, I finally nailed it. And the crazy part is that what you're seeing are all of my first takes. I didn't have to redo any of these. And the reason that it finally worked is because Kling upgraded their start to end frame feature with a new 2.1 model. And the smoothness is insane. So what I did was I just set my start frame, then I set my end frame, and then I used this very simple prompt and click generate. That was it. No complicated settings. And then once I had my first clip, I just clicked this button right here, which flips your end frame to your new start frame. Then I picked a new end frame and I hit generate again and repeated the process. And I just kept doing that until I had all the clips that I wanted. And then I dropped all the clips into my editor, lined them up, and this is what I got. So yeah, Kling's latest update makes these transitions crazy easy. Smooth, simple, and fast. And you can use this exact same process for aging effects, cinematic morphs, or really any transition you can imagine. So go ahead and save this video for later and share it with a friend who's trying to level up their AI video game. And let me know in the comments what you think.